News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, more than 29,000 homes and businesses remain without power last night in the wake of Storm Ashley as gusts of wind reached up to 130 kilometres per hour. And I'm joined now by Liz Walsh, meteorologist and forecaster with Met Éireann. Good morning to you, Liz. Is it all over? Where do we stand? What's going on?
Yeah, Ciara. So Storm Ashley basically moved off to the northeast last night. So winds were still particularly gusty in the westerly as the winds kind of veered westerly. So some people who weren't exposed to the southwest and were more exposed to the westerly might have felt that the winds were stronger. But actually, they were gradually weakened overnight. So they did drop off overnight. And Storm Ashley is now well clear of Ireland with a low formerly known as Ashley positioned to the northeast of Iceland this morning and moving away northeastwards as a substantially weakened feature. Winds are still a little gusty in exposed locations, the west and north this morning, but nowhere near to the levels that they were yesterday.
So so the worst, the storm has passed, as it were, and for the rest of the week, will we see a much more normal weather system?
Yeah, like that's pretty much the back to normal service will be resumed. So mostly sunny start today, Monday with just a few stray showers in the mix and turning cloudier from the rest this afternoon with some outbreaks of rain spreading eastwards and top temperatures 12 to 15 degrees. Tuesday, just sunny spells and a few well-scattered showers. Wednesday, a bit of a warm front, so a cloudier kind of day with patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle, but with occasionally gusty southerly winds. And then a little bit of uncertainty towards the end of the week, Thursday and Friday. Looks like we could be in for some heavy rain at some point, maybe on Thursday, and then maybe some strong winds in the northwest on Friday. But it's not looking like a storm at this stage.
Thank you very much. That was Liz Walsh, their meteorologist and forecaster from Met Éireann.
Okay, let's go to our own Andrew Louth in Salt Hill, Galway. Andrew, I calm after the storm in Salt Hill?
Good morning, Shane. Very much so. Now, I was down in Salt Hill yesterday afternoon and I went down again last night. There was fears from Galway City Council around high tide last night, Shane. So high tide was due to hit at around just before 8 o'clock. But they had designated between 6:30 and 8:30 as a potential risk zone. So I was down at Salt Hill during that kind of time period. And the winds were certainly very, very strong. And they were throwing the waves up over the walls and onto the road. There was some coastal flooding in Salt Hill. However, the word I'm getting around here, Shane, is lucky that it could have been a hell of a lot worse. And certainly Galway City Council officials are counting their lucky stars this morning that there was no significant, there was no damage really to any businesses. There was no significant flooding and there's still a lot of cleanup to do. There is still a road closed down around Salt Hill, kind of at a roundabout as you come into the city. But last night, Shane, they were able to open the dock road at around the Spanish Arch, which if there was any significant flooding, there wouldn't have been a hope that that road would have been open this morning. And there's a couple of car parks down along Salt Hill and towards the Docklands as well in Galway City, which are still closed this morning.
OK, Andrew Loud in Salt Hill. Thank you indeed for that update.
We're joined now by Brian Tapley, ESB Regional Customer and Product Delivery Manager. Good morning to you, Brian. How are people fixed around the country this morning? How many houses still without power and businesses?
Morning, Ciara. This morning, there's 16,000 homes, farms and businesses without power. That reached a peak last night around 8:30 of 53,000. So we restored power to about 37,000. I think weather looks to be much improved today, so we'll be working on restoring supply to the majority of, if not all of those customers over the course of today.
Okay. Where are the areas worst affected, Brian?
Yeah, so the west of the country really was impacted yesterday from Cork, Kerry, Clare, Galway, Mayo, but in particular overnight, I suppose the 16,000 that are affected are mainly in Galway, Mayo and in Kerry, maybe kind of close to Dingle. And there's some pockets of North County Dublin that were affected as well.
Okay. And with regard to those 16,000 that are still without power, do you expect to get to all of them today or will this be a job over the next coming days?
We expect to get to the majority of them. It's a little bit early to say that we'll get everyone back today, but we'll get to the majority of them. But there may possibly be some out overnight, but we won't really know that until we do our kind of patrolling this morning and start into our, you know, kind of our repair work. So our crews are already mobilised. Excuse me, our crews are kind of out kind of assessing damage and getting power back as quickly as they can over the course of the day. As people go about their business today, they're going to come across fallen trees and damaged networks. So we strongly urge that people, if they see fallen trees or damaged networks, they treat it as live. They can call our emergency number at 1800 372 372, and if someone wants to know if they're part of an outage and when power will be restored, powercheck.ie or our esbnetworks.ie website will give them that information.
Great stuff. Listen, thank you very much for that. Indeed, that is Brian Tappy, their ESB Regional Customer and Product Delivery Manager.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.